Let me say one final thing to you before I send you off and have you take some more time to work on your mission statement. One is, if you want to send me your mission statement to Robin's Research, I'd love to receive it. I'd love to see how you've languaged the purpose of your life. So if you feel like doing that, please do and address it to me personally. But the other thing is this. I want you to realize that very often, not getting your dream gives you your destiny. What I mean by that is this. So often, as I said when we started this tape, people set up a goal or a dream and they don't get it, and then they feel so disappointed and so frustrated, sometimes resentful towards others or to their creator or towards themselves for not accomplishing or achieving it. But the truth of the matter is, whenever something happens, you must find an empowering meaning. You must ask yourself, how can I use this? If this was to serve a higher purpose in my life, how would I use it to serve a higher purpose? If this was going to make me into somebody more, how would I use it to make me more? And very often in life, if you really look back on your life, the worst situations in your life have been the best if you were willing to trust that it happened for a reason, that somehow, even though this is painful and you'd never want it to happen again, somehow this is going to serve you. Maybe you were hurt by someone or some situation, but because of that, your kids will never be hurt the same way you did when you were a child. Or maybe you went through some tough time, but because of that, you'd be able to help somebody else so they won't have to go through the same pain you did. Maybe the pain made you make a new decision and send you in a brand new direction that brought you to this destiny. I really, truly believe in my heart of hearts that if we're willing to trust and have faith and look for answers and actively pursue them, that every human experience supports us, even those that are painful. And I believe we can probably do them without the pain, but if the pain does strike or if something happens outside your control, which it will, then instead of living in fear that that'll happen someday, you want to live from the sense of certainty that says, no matter what happens, I will benefit from it because I will look for benefits and therefore I will find them. It's that simple. And I'll give you a good metaphor. You know, there's a great movie, I'm sure you recall, it was called Field of Dreams. In it they said, if you build it, they will come. In the movie, Kevin Costner seeks out an old man by the name of Doc Graham. He's played by Burt Lancaster. And when he first meets this man, he's going to see him to tell him about a field of dreams that Kevin has developed, a place where these old men could come back and play again, to be young again, to live their dream. And when he meets Doc Graham, he starts to talk to him, and he says, I understand that you only were able to play one inning in your life, because Doc Graham said, well, yeah, my whole life's dream was always to play baseball, to be a professional. He said, every single day I gave my all. I lived this passion. He said, you know, I took ground balls and batting practice, and I pushed myself. And he said, finally, I made it. I made it to the big leagues. And the whole season went by without my being able to play. And finally, at the end of the season, in the eighth inning, the coach looked over at me and said, kid, I want you in right field. He said, I was so happy, I couldn't believe it. I ran out onto the field, and he said, I stood out there in right field waiting for somebody to hit it to me, waiting for my chance, and nothing happened. Then when we came back in, he said, my turn to bat never came. And the next year, they, without giving me another chance or even giving me a chance, they sent me back to the minor leagues. And he said, I just couldn't take it. I couldn't take going through that again, so I quit. And Kevin Costner said, oh, my God, that's unbelievable. What incredible pain. What devastation. That must have destroyed you. I mean, for any man to be that close to his dream and have your dream pass you by as if it doesn't even know it's you, he said, that must have been the most destructive, painful thing. That's a total disaster. And Moonlight Graham said, no, son. He said, playing baseball for only 5 minutes was not a disaster. Playing baseball for only 5 minutes was not devastating. What would have been a disaster, what would have been devastating, is if I'd only been a doctor for 5 minutes. You see, if I would have hit that baseball, that might have been the bigger disaster, because then I never would have come to this little town. I never would have saved this man's life, or delivered that little girl, or got to know the people that now are my best friends in the world. He said, that would have been a disaster. In other words, sometimes not getting your dream gives you what you really want, what you really need, what you're really destined for. And if that part of the movie didn't give it to you, they followed up with another scene. Finally, there's a chance, you know. Kevin Costner makes arrangements, and he said, listen, there's this field of dreams. You can come on it. You can be young again. You can live your dreams still. And he brings Moonlight Graham to the field with all the other players. And when he steps out on the field, he's young again. and he's wearing his uniform, and he can feel the warm sunshine on his body again, and his youthful muscles, and the smell of the fresh-cut grass, and the baseball in his hand. And finally, they're beginning to play, and just as Moonlight Graham is finally stepping into the batter's box, finally he's going to get a chance to get that hit in life, in professional baseball, his dream. Right at that moment, there's a scream in the stands, because Kevin Costner and his brother are having a conversation, and his brother doesn't see these players on the field. He doesn't have the faith to experience the beauty and the joy and the fun and what's right there in front of him. He can't see it because of his lack of faith. And as they're arguing about this, he accidentally turns and knocks Kevin Costner's daughter off the top of the stands. She falls and hits her head, and she starts turning blue. And so all of a sudden they start yelling, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, what are we going to do? We've got to save her. She's dying. She's dying." And all of a sudden Costner says, "Oh, we need a doctor. We need a doctor." And just as he hears those words, Moonlight Graham is about to swing the bat, and he says, "I'm a doctor." He starts running full blast to help this child, but all of a sudden he stops, and he looks down, and there in front of him is the foul line that divides the field of dreams from the other world. And he knows if he crosses it, he can never go back. He can never live his dream. He doesn't hesitate anymore. He immediately steps across, and he saves the child's life. He loses his dream, but he lives his destiny. The moral is very simple. Inside each one of us, there are desires that we have for our personality, those things that we want to avoid pain and want to gain pleasure for. But there are also moral needs. There are those needs inside of us to go beyond ourselves to something greater, to something more. To give of ourselves in a way that maybe we've never given before. Maybe a way that won't even be acknowledged, but will give us the greatest sense of fulfillment we've ever dreamed of in our lives. I say to you that if what you've tried so far hasn't worked, all it is preparing you for more. But don't wait for the ultimate day when you save a life. Start saving a life today by enjoying the one you have. Start saving a life today by touching the people around you. You know, do what Cecil did. Be a person that loves people, animals, beings. Be a person that when things don't go your well, plant twice as much. Be a person who gives more than anybody else gives, and you'll be living your purpose, no matter how you language it. Hold yourself to a higher standard, and someday you'll see something more dramatic, but along the way, you'll enjoy the joy of knowing that you're living your life's purpose today. Isn't that what life's really about? Not waiting till someday, living it today. Hey, I want to thank you for spending this time with me. I am so grateful to God to have the opportunity to connect with you as if we've been friends for years, and we've not even met. But I hope in this time together that you've found some strategies, some tools, and maybe found a piece of yourself, reminded yourself of the truth of how unique and special you are. Not in an egotistical way, but everyone is. Everyone is unique and special in some way, and to think less of yourself is to slap the face of your Creator. You've been given gifts, and it's time to make them real. And Getting the Edge has been about sharing with you some of those tools, and the most important ones are taking that time for yourself. Please do that for yourself consistently. If you did nothing else out of this but that, I promise you, you'll see your future unfold, and you'll hear the whispers of destiny. You'll hear the guidance that's within you. But you got to take time to be alone and do that. If you do it every day, you'll see a change. If you go through that results workshop and just change anything you're not willing to settle for anymore and be honest with yourself, if you take and make those relationships magnificent and not settle in this area either, my God, everything in life changes when you've got someone to share it with that you love. Everyone you've ever been in a relationship with is a bonus to you. It's one of God's great gifts. But if you can find that soulmate, you got everything. And I have to say that for me, finding my soulmate, finding my wife Sage, was the richest day of my life, and every day is richer because of it. I hope for you, my prayer for you, is you find someone like that, that you have that kind of love for, and they have that kind of love for you. Or if they're there, that you treasure them, and you find a way to make that juicier every single day. If you do that, and on top of it, you energize and alkalize and get that vitality in your body. If you master your finances, turn your emotions into your friend, and you find your purpose, then the life you create will be so much greater than your dreams. Your old dreams will seem like cartoons by comparison to the life you're living. And if you're able to make those kinds of changes, you'll be able to stand proud knowing you're the one that did it. But I'll also have a special pride knowing that maybe I helped in some little way to guide you deeper into connecting with yourself. Because the ultimate edge is connection with yourself, with your creator, with your friends, with your family, with life itself. And if you do that, then these 7 sessions were certainly well worth both our time. So I wish you well, my friend, and for now I say so long. But I hope I'll see you sometime soon and you'll share with me the story of your success and what you've done. Please email me, write me, or come see me at a seminar. I'd love to meet you personally. But until then, make sure that every day is lived to the fullest. Don't settle for less than you can be. Be one of the few who do versus the many who talk. And be sure to live with passion. God bless. I hope to see you soon.